One of the future leaders in the community is Darian Gordon. Darian, you seem to have the pulse on so many things associated with young people. What, in your opinion, what are some of the challenges facing young people today?
So there's certainly a whole bunch of issues I see with youth today, whether that's mental health issues or the generational connects that lead to kind of a mistrust in our system by youth, but also a desire to work within that system to create change that we want to see in the community. And I see lots of inspirations to that all throughout Ontario and Canada, even our local communities. Like people like Sophia Alexanian in Toronto and her group, for example, by the way, she posted a great thread on Twitter today if anyone wants to read it. Really changed my mind. But people like her give me great hope for the future. So I do think there are plenty of issues, but there are plenty of people willing to fight for those issues and to resolve them in the best way possible.
Let's take a look at your biggest influences, Darian. Who has helped you get to where you are today?
Well, there's certainly a lot, but I will try and be quick. Start with my mom, because she raised me and my brother on her own, and she's the hardest working person I've met. She's truly the best mom anyone could ask for, to be honest. I would also have to say Sherry Graham and Susan Hampson, who both inspired me to get into politics. Same with Don Nicholson. They all taught me a lot, and they're all inspirations to me. And finally, I'll have to say Heather Jackson, because her lifelong service to our community energizes me to continue to do the same. And honestly, she will make an incredible MPP for our riding.
I'm sure many of our listeners would love to hear the advice you have for other young people starting out, maybe possibly in your field.
So I would tell any youth hoping to make a difference to never get discouraged, first of all, when people don't take you seriously. And second of all, when change isn't happening right away. Because one action, one small ripple can cause a tsunami that brings about the change that you seek. So never get discouraged. And I believe you should use your voice, speak with passion, speak with your conviction and resolve to bring forth a change never before seen as possible.
Now, I know we touched on this earlier, but where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
I would say, apart from continued community service in whatever way that may be, again, I will repeat what I said earlier. I will give you the words of former Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau, just watch me.